I'm going to mefish them. Tomorrow we'll be able to go back to the Gemara. It's all one hemshech and the sugya, but I really want to take the time today to bring out the Tosis in sharper focus, the very important level of the sugya. Again, even though we haven't seen many other parts of the sugya, and we're going ahead to Mishnah Middays, and it's important to really discuss it now, and obviously to discuss it again. Okay, so we have we have the Tosis here, Amar Rava. Rava describes the din of the Mishnah, doesn't tell you which din he's referring to, but that which we consider all the Edom, the Mea Edom, to be one kat, is only when you have Haggadah Ka'achas, She'idu Kulam Toch Kidei Dibur. Rashi's comment is, this halacha that you need Haggadah Ka'achas is L'chol Davar. Tosis harps on Rashi, says Rashi is mashma that this requirement of Haggadah Ka'achas is even with regard to the din of Nimtza Ech Mehem Karav Opasul. Tosis disagrees on that. What Tosis does agree with is that Rav for sure is discussing the din of, that states in the Mishnah, Ad Shiyazum Kulan, in order to say that you have to be mazim all of the Edom in order to punish any of them, you need to be mazim the entire kat. So that's defined by Haggadah Ka'achas. That's clearly what Rava had in mind. However, says Tosis, with regard to the other din, that if one of the Edom becomes pasul, turns out to be karbo pasul, that we say that we throw at everybody's Edom, we can't accept anything, says Tosis, that would not require Haggadah Ka'achas. Tosis has a raya, his proof from the Gemara Leva, the Gemara's Kasha Harug Yatsil, we haven't seen it yet, but obviously that would suggest that you don't need to even come to Beis Din, and Tosis holds, therefore, you can't assume that you need Haggadah Ka'achas to say Nimtza Karav Opasul if the Gemara had a Havamina that Harug Yatsi. So Tosis asks, so what's in fact the basis of the distinction? Why is it different when it comes to the din of Achizum Kulan? Then it's only considered to be one integrated kat if they're made one within Kidei Dibur of the other. But when it comes to the Nimtza Karav Opasul, there, even if they're made La'acha Kidei Dibur, if there's a hefsek between a couple of the Edom and some of the other Edom, nevertheless, they're still considered to be one integrated kat, Nimtza Karav Opasul. Tosis suggests the answer, Yesh Loma Shna Ushna. Why is it different? The words of Tosis, because Dafka by Nimtza Echa Mem Karav Opasul, it's considered Kechad Edos, even La'acha Kidei Dibur, because they are telling the truth. It's not Hazama, Him Omim Emes. Just that, one of them is a Karav Opasul. And because they're Omrim Emes, so the Edus begins with the Re'iyah, because it was a Re'iyah. And since the Re'iyah was the Vasachas, they witnessed it together, the Psulim with the Ksherim. Therefore, we have a problem of Nimtza Echad Karav Opasul B'Teila, even where they're made La'acha Kidei Dibur, one from the other. That's true when it comes to Nimtza Karav Opasul. However, when it comes to the din of Achizum Kulan, here it's different because here you have Hazama. Hazama means by definition, Imanu Hayisem, that they didn't see it, they were somewhere else. So there was no Re'iyah. Imken lo ba'idusan el kisha idu bebezdin. So the Eidus begins with Haggadah bebezdin, and therefore, in order to consider them to be one kat, with Gabi the din of Achizum Kulan, you have to have Haggadah as what? It's his Tosis. So the first thing we're going to have to keep in mind for as we go on this year is the Marshal's interesting point that if we really embrace Tosis distinction, it should come out something interesting. Because then, even within a certain case of Nimtza Karav Opasul, we would also have to require Haggadah Ka'achas. Namely, which case? If what happened was, in this group of Edom, one of them became pasul through Hazam, which, as we will see on Amud Beis, Tosis takes on for sure that this is true, and Rashi's Mashma also that way. Other Rishonim may disagree, which again requires us to wait to see that inside. But if we go with those Rishonim that hold that the rule of Nimtza Karav Opasul Yidusin B'Teila is, and the Rambam clearly holds this way, if we hold that Hazama also disqualifies all the Edom. If some of the Edom were found to be Zomim, then the entire Edus is B'Teila. Says the Marshal, no, here we should require the Kat to be unified with the Haggadah. We should require Haggadah Ka'achas. Because since here there was no Re'iyah on the part of those which became Pasu through Hazama, because it means we established that they didn't really see it, they were somewhere else. So now we have to go back to the Svar of Tosis, and we say here already, the only unifying aspect that you can create it to view it as one kat, to passel everybody, would be Haggadah. That's what the Marshal seems to assume in Tosis, and he points out the Rambam disagrees. And we'll soon get to the Rambam. The Rambam, on the one hand, says when it comes to the din of Yazumu Kula, and it has to be Haggadah Ka'achas, when it comes to the din of Karvo Pasul, even through Hazama, that very same case, where you imagine some and not the others, so you're not going to punish the others for Kasher Zamam if they were made Lacha Kedei Dibur, but they'll be Kabbat. But Gachara, the Svara that Tosis has given us, should indicate that in the case of Nimsa Karvo Pasul Ayyidei Hazama, we should require Rava's standard of Haggadah Tokhidim. That's the first thing we have to hold on to. So we have to ultimately come back and understand where the Rambam's coming from, and there's a lot that's been said about this. Now, another thing that we began to focus on in Tosis, when Tosis establishes this chiluk between Hazamak of Yezumu Kula and the Nimsa Karvo Pasul, based on here you had a Re'iyah Ka'achas by Nimsa Karvo Pasul, here you didn't have a Re'iyah Ka'achas because it was Hazamak. So we talked about the case that the Gvura Savri brings in, seemingly to defend Rashi, that perhaps we could require Haggadah Ka'achas, that Rava is telling us, even by Nimsa Karvo Pasul, for a case where the Psul only came into being, he became a Karav or a Pasul, after the Re'iyah, before the Haggadah. So at the time of the Re'iyah, there was in fact a real Re'iyah on the part of everybody. But at that point, there was no spoiler in the mix. There was no Karvo Pasul. And the Psul only came into being, he became a Karov, whatever, he married into the family about the person he's testifying, whatever it was, that he became a Pasul or Karov after the Re'iyah, before the Haggadah. So here, we have to find a manner of Sirif of this Kat, through Haggadah. So then we have a simple way to explain that Rava is in fact speaking L'chol Davar, even on the case of Nimsa Karvo Pasul. That was the suggestion of the Gvura Savri. And the way that we responded to that, Mishir, I think is correct in Tosis. And if you look at the words of Tosis, I think that would be very much within the words. That Tosis would hold that in that case, even though there was no psul yet, there was no karov yet at the time of the re'iyah, but if there was in fact a real re'iyah ka'achas, there was everybody seeing it at the same time, that would create a din of edusa b'teila later on, even if there was haggadah not tokidei dibor, and even though the psul came into being later on. In other words, that fact that they were unified as a re'iyah creates this, the halacha of ka'achas, even when they're testifying, so if the psul wasn't here at the time of Re'iyah, it doesn't bother me. Because at the time of the Haggadah, it's viewed as one kat saying edus by virtue of the fact that they were unified with the Re'iyah, so now the kat that's being testifying, even if there was the break of Toch Kedei Dibur between one and the other, but they are one kat because of the Re'iyah, even though the psul only came to being later. Tosa's point is, hischil, the edus was maschil with the re'iyah. Good. That defines them as one kat, and that's locked in. And therefore, the fact that Haggadah was separate, interrupted, is not going to create the status of two kitos, because the re'iyah already defined them and locked them in as one kat. And therefore, at the time of the Haggadah, if there's a psul in one of them, they are viewed as one kat, and it passes everybody. That was, I think, correct shatatosis. Then we left with a very important kasha, which is nirma is very much in the ksos, but we'll express it the way we will. Chor, it's a pele on tosis, at first glance, from the Mishnah and on the base. The Mishnah and on the base talks about different cases where you can have a tziruf in the kat, as one, or it's not considered one kat, they're viewed as distinct. And the Mishnah describes it depends on whether they saw what they're testifying about from one window or from two windows, and whether if there are two windows, they can see each other. So if they can see ka'achas, if they're both witnessing it as one, then they're considered one kat. If they cannot see each other, it's two separate re'ios, then they're considered to be separate kitas. L'may nafkamina, Gabe, certainly Gabe the halacha of Yazumu Kula. And, as Tosis points out, Gabe the halacha of Nimsa Echam and Karvo Pasa. In other words, if they're Eidus Achas, means that they saw together, so then the halacha would be if you're Mazim some of them and not the others, you can't punish even those that you were Mazim because they're one kat. And also, as Tosis points out, that everyone's becoming batel because it's considered to be a bito in the entire kat. Right? That's because they're eidus achas. Why are they eidus achas? Because they saw it together. Now let's ask ourselves the question. What about the Haggadah? Was the Haggadah here said ke'echad or not ke'echad? So let's remind ourselves of what the Maharshal told us on Tosfos Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, why are they all becoming pasul? Because of the hazama of one, they all become pasul because it's one kat, nimsa karmo pasul. What did the mashal tell us when it comes to a psul of hazama? How can you have them all becoming batal if in the case of a psul of hazama? It's only possible if they were coming to be magid d'meir as one. Because here there was no real re'ir, right? So obviously we have to assume that the case of the Mishnah, to the extent that the Mishnah talks about a case that they're one kat, they're all sewed together. And Tosfos says, in that case, when one of them is a memes, so then everyone is batel. So if you take the logic of the Mashal, obviously the case has to be that they all testified as one. And it may have to be that way anyway, because by the Din of Fashos, which is what we're talking about, the Chor HaLaka also seems to be that they had to be testifying as one. We'll have to see that for itself. So Chor, it's clear that the Mishnah is discussing when it talks about a case that they're one kat, that they testified as one. Okay? But now, the same Mishnah says that if they did not see each other, hare elu what? Hare elu? Stay kitas. Now, I don't understand. Chora, they said Haggadah together. So what do I care if they... they didn't see each other, but there was a Haggadah ka'achas. So why do we say in this case they're not considered a unified kat for the various halachas? They said together. Even stronger. What kind of ri'ah are we talking about? It's not real. We're talking about hazam. So it comes out that those eidim that became zalmanim never saw. They said that they saw. They never saw it. So how can the fact that there was quote-unquote two re'ios matter to separate them as two kitos? If we've established that the case of the Mishnah is that they were obviously testifying zeh hazeh tov kedei dibur, otherwise you could never have had the din of nimsa karvo pasul by hazama, and probably that's the halacha anyway, but din nefeshes, you have to testify together. So why does the fact that they didn't see each other, quote-unquote, going to consider them to be shtei kitos for the various dinim of the mission? After all, they were made together. And after all, the whole issue of Re'iyah Ka'achas is really a non-issue here, because if some of them were Zomimin, then it was possible to have a Re'iyah. There was no Re'iyah anyway. So the only thing to really focus on is the Haggadah. So how could the fact that there was the testimony before Beis Din speaks to the fact that there was they were different windows and they didn't see each other, why does that matter? After all, they're coming to Beis Din together. There was no re'iyah on the part of the Zalmanim anyway. So how can the Mishnah say Harei Ushtei Eidios? Everyone here crystal clear what the question is?
Yes?
We've established that the case of the Mishnah has to be that they came and they spoke as one, Haggadah Ka'achas. Mamash, according to the Maharshal, right? It says in Tosas that if one of the Eidim becomes Zomemes, one of the Kitos becomes Zomemes, the Tosas, if they're considered Karachas, then Tosas says all of them become Bat. No, that's only going to be true according to the Maharshal if they said Eidus as one. So they said Eidus as one. Yet the same Mishnah says that if they describe what they saw as being independent one of the other, Shtei Chalonos Lo Roh Zeh Zeh, Have Elu Shtei Kitos, Shtei Idios. I'm asking you why. They're coming to Basin together. They're made Tokid Edivu. So let's step back from the Mishnah and ask another question. This case may not really exist. It might be hypothetical, but it's not for us right now to... It sounds like it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch as a real case, but it may not be as simple as it sounds, but I'm going to give you a case anyway. Okay? Suppose I have Eidus, which was Shtei Re'ios. The Eidus of Shtei Kitos saw differently from different perspectives. They didn't see each other. But they came to Beis Din and they talked about the same act of murder, let's say, as one token they give one of the other. So you have cut number one that testifies Reuven killed Shimon, and they were seeing it by themselves. And then you have another cut that says the same thing, and they saw it by themselves. But they came to Beis Din together to testify. And it was one after the other token they give. And then one of the Edom and one of the Kitos turns out to be Karvo Pussel or Yimazim, one of them, or one of the Kitos. Would they be viewed as one cut for these two halachas? That you can't punish the one cut because of the fact that there is two others that are linked to them, or that you disqualify everybody, even the other cut. Again, it was Haggadah as one, but the Re'ios were different. In real life, not as something. Let's talk about Karvo Pussel. What would be the halach? Karvo Pussel. Two Re'ios, but Haggadah as one.
So
Grisly discusses this. Lamaisa, there's a Ramah, which we'll have to get to probably on the base. That sounds like Haggadah does matter, even if the Re'ios were different. And we'll have to see that for itself. But what the Torah does seem to say, B'Shem Harash, and that's what the Bach seems to make clear, is that in this case that I just gave you, okay, the reason why I say it may not be correct as a case, because you have to know if you really have a possibility of Shtei Re'ios by the Fashos, it could be Eidus Miyuched, especially if it's one Eid and one Eid, or by Mamonis, it could be it's automatically considered to be one Re'io. We'll have to see this on the days. But let's assume the case does exist. So the Ramah seems to say, yeah, so then Haggadah is Mitzayef then. But the Rosh disagrees. Adoni Avi Arash, Kasav Afil Kivin Liros Ve'elohoyed, in a posam Ken Kivin Liros. The Bach says, if a low Kivin Liros Ve'elohoyed, a few bolo beis in the head, a few tochi de dibur in a posam. If there was not a connection through the ear, his case is low Kivin Liros. Whatever that's the case, he describes, even if they came together later on, the joint Haggadah will not link them together. If there was not a connection that was built through Re'iyah, whatever the case, I gave you a case where they saw different places, he says it was all Kiva Neros, and the other one was. The point is there wasn't anything that connected them with the witnessing what they saw, but when they came to Beis Din, they came as one. So the Rosh holds, that would not pass. You would not say Nimsa Karvo Pussel. Why not? So I think what we see over here, and this now we're gonna from this I think we'll come back to the Kasha and the Mishnah and what we asked in Tosis. So we'll start with this. This is a little easier to hear. There was a Re'iyah that was independent one of the other. They didn't have the joint Re'iyah, they didn't have the joint Kavanah L'Hayid, But later on, they came to Beis Din as one cat together. The fact that the Re'ios were disjointed means that they remained disjointed. Even if the Haggadah was back-to-back, Tochidei Dibur, so what? So what? And this is sort of the reverse of what I told you before in Tosis. What I told you before in Tosis, vis-a-vis the Gvuras Ari. If the Re'ios were joined, then even if the Haggadahs later would be La'acha Kedei Dibur, assuming I would say in one Beis Din, okay? I don't know, two Batei Dinim, I don't know. But let's assume they came in one Beis Din, one after the other, not Kedei Dibur. The fact that they were joined with the Re'iyah locks them in as one kat, even if they testified separately. That's what we said before in Tosis, if you remember from yesterday. This is the inverse of that. Here, the Re'iyos separated them, but they came to Beis Din as one. Okay. The Ramas Chita is a separate mahalach to see, but for now, we're saying that would not be enough to lock them in as one kat, because they've already been established to be shaking them. Because of the Re'ios. Tosis would hold that way as well. When did Tosis talked about the Haggadah locking them in by Hazama when there was no Re'iyah? His Chileidusan with Haggadah. So then the Haggadah Ke'echad unifies. What I'm talking about now is where there was a Re'iyah, but the Re'iyos were disjointed. Then Haggadah Ke'achas cannot bring them together. Wait. Now let's take it a step further. Let's build on that to the Mishnah. What was our kash in the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah on the days obviously is discussing when they came together to Beis Din. Otherwise, you can never have a case of Nimsa Karbo Paso by Hazama, as we said according to the Mashal, right? And yet, the Mishnah says, if they were not seeing together, they didn't see each other, Harei Egu Shtei Edios. So we said, what do you mean? But they came together. And we asked further. And there was no Re'iyah. Wait a second. There was no Re'iyah in the Chanan. But when they come to Beis Din, they're telling a story to Beis Din. And this story that they're telling, even though they came right after the one after the other, what is the story each one is telling us? That we saw what happened from this window, and they saw what happened from that window, and we could not see each other. So the Eidus that's coming to Beis Din, is it an Eidus of one kat or of an Eidus of separate kitos? No matter the fact that they came together and they spoke one after the other. But what is it that they're telling Beis Din? What is the story that Beis Din is hearing from them? Two separate stories. Two separate ideas. So here again, just as we said in the fact that there would be a real Re'iyah, but they were disjointed, they were not connected, the Haggadah Ke'achas is not sufficient to bind them together. Let's take it a step further. Even when it turns out that one kat was lying, they never were there. So how could it be that now we consider them to stay adios, there was no Re'iyah, it's only the Haggadah? The answer is, but the Haggadah cannot create one Eidus if the Haggadah was a Haggadah that's describing two separate seeings, two separate Re'iyos. So even though it turns out there really wasn't a Re'iyah, because you imagine one cut, but that also... It's going to be defined as Shtei Re'iyos as two Eidios. Because the Haggadah is about what they're describing, what they saw, and they're talking about each other as being different. So again, when did Tosis say with Rava on Amid Aleph? When did Tosis say that because Hazama ain't omen emes, therefore what? Because ain't omen emes, what was the key words of Tosis? Because ain't omen emes, therefore what? Key words of Tosis. Eidusan. Hischil meri'iyah shalehem. Uri'iyah. No, sorry, that's the omen memes. Has edim zom to edim memes. And can lo ba edusan kashi edim beveiz. But all this is true only if you can talk about describing one Re'iyah. But if describing two Re'iyos, in the same way that if there was an actual separate Re'iyah, the Haggadah Kachas wouldn't bind them together. If they are this Basin accepts their Eidos as they present it. If they're presenting themselves as being different from each other, then that would also separate them. And therefore the Mishnah would be able to tell us that they're considered their Eidos for the various halachas. So I think it's not a contradiction to what Tosfos said on Amud Aleph. Tosfos can still make his distinction as far as Yezumu Kulan, Rava requires one Haggadah. When it comes to Nitzar Karvo Pasul, then it's a function of the Re'iyah. As far as Hazama B'Nitzar Karvo Pasul, the Marshal says B'Dasa Tosfos, then it would also be a function of the Haggadah. But nevertheless, the Mishnayos could tell us on Amud Beis that if you have Haggadah Ka'achas, but it's built on either an actual Shtei Re'iyos or a description of Shtei Re'iyos, so we could still say that that's not going to be enough to consider it to be one Eidos. But if the Haggadah describes one Re'iyah, and we're mazim one of them, that's considered to be, as you require what? You require Haggadah Ka'achas in order to say that it's one kati, Zumukula, and Yitzhak Yonison, yeah.
Two questions. Whenever you keep saying they're describing two Re'iyahs, two descriptions, it's one description, they're saying the same thing. They could even be like close to each other, just because they don't see each other. Why are we saying
they're not seeing each other? Ultimately, it's going to have to be the version of the story. Because, after all, if it turns out that one of the Zonim, then it's just that cut was an entirely different place in the world for all we know. They weren't even anywhere in that area. So the entire description of Shtei Re'iyos is only a function of the version of the story that's presenting Beis Din. So what's really coming to Beis Din is this cut says that we saw it and from here, and this one said we saw it from here, and we did not see each other. They might be coming together as one to Beis Din, but the version of the story that they're bringing to Beis Din is a version of the story that reflects Shtei Eidos. That's one question. The other?
Why do we necessarily need to say that? Because Tosu says, Hitzchom Re'yeshalahem, Re'yeshalahem.
That's the case of Nimsa Karbo Pasu, Hitzchom Re'yeshalahem.
Right. Why do we necessarily need to say that? That means it's only looking at the Re'iyah. Why can't it be that Tosu is saying that we start.
Because Tosu wants to understand Rashi. Tosu holds that Rabba does not require Haggadah Ke'echad Bal Halacha Nimsa Karbo Pasu. With maybe that exception of the Maharshal, with the Gabi Nimsa Karvo Pasul by Hazama, but a case of Nimsa Karvo Pasul, Karo, Tosa says, would not depend on Haggadah. Keach.
Not only depend on Haggadah.
Would not depend. It's immaterial. The Re'iyah Ke'ech, as we said, Re'iyah Ke'ech binds them forever, even if the Haggadahs were distinct and separated. That's what Tosa says. Because he didn't want Rava's din to speak to that din of the Mishnah. Rava's requirement of Ki'idu Kum Kochtei Dibur does not restrict the din of Nitzar Karvo Pasul to be such a case. Why? Because the Eidos began with the Re'iyah.
The Eidos began with the Re'iyah. But if it was Shtei Re'iyos, right?
Shtei Re'iyos?
Yeah. If it was Shtei Re'iyos, and then later they came
together, so that's what the Rama and the Rush are arguing about. But that's what I think Tosis would hold. That's what we're saying today. Tosis would hold that would not be enough. Why? Because once the Re'iyos are separated, then they remain Shtei Kitos. Even they came together, they're still Shtei Kitos. They're describing a different
Tosis
is not focusing on that because Tosis is focusing on Rabba's requirement of Toch Kedei Dibur, and Tosis says that does not. Don't forget, if you would say otherwise, then Tosis would have a simple way to work out Rashi. What's bothering Tosis? Why can't Rabba be discussing the case of the Mishnah Nimta Karvo Pasul? I have a simple answer. It's Nogea where there were Shtei Re'iyos. So now I need to have Tolkien and Dibor for the Haggadah to bind them together. But Tosis doesn't want to acknowledge that Rava's din has any real relevance for the Halakha and the Karvo Pasul. So it would sound like that case would not help to have Haggadah Ka'achas. Otherwise, you have a simple solution that Rava's din is going on that. Moshe before. Moshe.
Yeah,
Yeah. No? Didn't you have a question? I thought so. Okay.
So if we're saying that the aedis can only be together if it's rooted in the ri'iyah, the same ri'iyah, so isn't that saying that the same halachos of karv and pasul now also apply to the halachos of edim zomim? There's no difference?
No, there's still a difference. No, here's the difference. Let me explain. The key difference is when it comes to karv and pasul, since the aedis, there was a real ri'iyah, there was MS, so therefore the ri'iyah ka'achas that existed would make them one kat and would not require them to be testifying tokedei diva. But when it comes to hazama, where there was no real ri'iyah, so if they come together, if they come to Beis Din as separate units, la'acha kedei divor, even if they tell me that they saw together, that's not going to bind them together. Because l'maisif, if one of them establishes to be zomim, so it turns out he never was there. So there was no real ri'iyah to bind them. What I'm trying to say, though, on the other hand, is if they would come to Beis Din as one, toch kedei divor, but they would be describing each one as a separate ri'iyah that didn't see the other, that would also separate them. Just as if there was a separate ri'iyah in real life, that would make them separate. If the story that they're bringing to Beis Din, when they come toch kedei divor, one of the other, are two separate ri'iyos that are being presented to Beis Din. Each one says, we saw it without the other, and we didn't see the other ones. That also makes a shtei ri'iyos. That makes a shtei ri'iyos. That's what the Mishnah will be telling us on the base.
Isn't that the same thing?
I'm saying, understanding that there's a lot of raid on this, and the Ksos, and there's a Bach. I mean, the Bach says, you see, he wants to go work to the Rambam this way, he says, well, they say that we said emes. Okay, so therefore that separates them. I understand. So why would dinar hazama yezumu kula not be a function of that? You have to come back to Tosis. Tosis says yezumu kulan clearly requires what? To make them one kat. What's required? One haggadah. But they say we saw it together. The answer is, it doesn't help me, you said it. You didn't really see it. So no, what's different in Amid Beis? Difference in Amid Beis is when they come together, but they describe in their edus as how they're independent of one another, that also separates them as two kitas. That's what we're trying to add. I want to soon get to the Rambam, and if you hopefully let me, the Rambam and versus Tosis. But yeah, Evan, Ellie, yeah. No, I forgot. Yeah.
So why is there so zomen
fatal
of the second pair of edus if
they're two
different areas? Why is it so zomen?
No, it only would. No, when were the psul hazama pasul the other ones? Only in what case? Yeah. That's what Tosis is going on. Yeah. In other words, the Mishnah describes shtei rios versus ria achas. If it's shtei rios, there's shtei kitas. Look for all the halachas. If it's ria achas that they bring to Beis Din, then the one cat. What emerges in Tosis is, this is Nogiyat Tudin. Nogiyat Din has Yozimu Kulan, and Tosis adds to that mix, it's also Nogiyat the Din of Batul Kulan. Meaning to say that when would it be that one of them is Zomei Batul Kulan? Only if it was Ra'u Ke'echa. That means that coming to Beis Din together is not sufficient. There had to be a description to Beis Din that they saw together.
The Mishnah is talking about when they saw it together?
Yeah, or that they described to Beis Din that they saw together. Yeah. Bisman, Shemiksas, and Roan, Elu, Es, Elu, Habe, Elu, Edus, Achas.
But now we're saying it's really two Edus, huh?
No, the Imrav, the Imrav, Habe, Elu, Shei, Edus. So now what's the Imrav? Lefika, Kinyutsu, Achas, and Zomemes, and so on. So what's the case of Miksas, and Roan, Elu, Es, Elu? Have it edus achas, even if one of them turns out to be zomemes, so then they're edus achas. It means you have to imagine everybody in order to punish anybody. And it also means that if one of them is zomemes, then everyone else is buffer. And all this is because it's edus achas. Why is it edus achas? Because it was roan elus elu. Was it really roan elus elu? It's only roan elus elu according to the edus that they gave based. what was it really Ron Eilus? If it's Achas ben Zomemes, then obviously Ron Eilus is only a function of the storyline, not about what really was. That's right. They really didn't see each other, but if they came together, as we established, they came together, and the story that they presented was that they saw each other, that makes them one cut. We've got to be both of these halachas. That you have to imagine everybody, and that you have to, and the rest become batal. Confusing a little bit. No? A little bit. Keep going. What's bothering
you? Even though, since they were really zomrim, that means it wasn't really two. It wasn't really one via. It was two via.
Again, it question of semantics. It was in the real life. Was it one via? Couldn't be. If one of them was zomemes, obviously there was no. They weren't there. They were some other location. But the mixas and roan it was elu has to mean according to the script that they presented to Beis Din. There was a roan it was elu.
They're claiming
that they saw as one. That's what they present to Beis Din. And that would dictate the din that they're considered one kat regarding the halacha of Yezumu Kuran, everybody has to become Zom in order to punish anyone. And as Tosis adds also regarding that once one kat becomes Zomemes, so we say it is about the Musasa Batka Kula. And all that is because it's considered Rowan Erosel, whether it was real life or it was presented as such. But if it was presented in different light, that they were not Rowan Eilus Eilu, then have they Eilus Eilu. So that means that you can punish those that you are mazin, that cut by themselves, and those others don't hold you back in punishing the first group. And it also means that the others won't get disqualified. Because it was not Rowan Eilus Eilu. And again, my point is, even though they came together, that doesn't matter. Because if what they came together with is a version of a story that describes them vis-a-vis the others as distinct from each other, then they're shteidios, because that's how they're representing themselves, as shteidios. If that's how they're presenting themselves, that is their status. When did Tosafot say that by Hazama, the Re'iyah doesn't matter and we don't reckon with the Re'iyah? That's what Tosis is saying on Amir Aleph. That's when you have a situation where you want to connect them to say Yezumu Kulan, you have to have Hazama Ka'acha, you have to have Haggadah Ka'achas. You can't talk about, if it was, they came Ra'acha Kedei Dibur, and they describe a pseudo Re'iyah as one, it's not going to count for anything. Because you can't create kat achas with a pseudo re'iyah. You can create shtei edios with a pseudo re'iyah if that was what was presented today. You can't create a tziruf of a re'iyah that never was. Rosa, is it clear what I just said? This sound bite, good, yeah? Okay, Noah, yeah.
Just a clarification. Can maybe repeat his diuk into the Tosfos where he sees that in our Tosfos on Amar Aleph?
I don't know if it's as, I read it again. I don't know if it's mamish, like I'm saying, if it's not contradiction. Tosu says, it's more, vis-a-vis the other point, that it's more striking, that the Re'iyah as one keeps them remaining as one kat. That's where I see in the word, idusin hischil me Re'iyah. That was by the Imshakarvel Pasol, idusin hischil me Re'iyah. But the other part is, but again, even within that, they still have to present themselves as being connected to each other. Let's talk about the Rambam now. Okay, let's see. B'chara, the Mashal, points out that we have a machokes between Tosus and the Rambam. Seemingly. What does the Rambam tell us? Perek Chav, Halacha Gimel. Hayu ha'edin shlosha afilu meya im ha'idu bebezdin ze achar ze ve'heyid ko echad mehen echad achar chavero betoch kidei dibur v'huzmu miksasa enam ne'nashim atse yuzmu kula. So Rama is talking about the halacha of Yad Shiyut Mekulan, and he tells us that when is that going to be so, that you need to be mazin everybody because it's one single kat. It's when everyone was made toch kidei din. However, in this is about basically codifying the din of who? The din of Rava. Who sheyu toch kidei dibur, right? That requirement is said with regard to the din of Yizum Mekula. Aval imhaya hefsik ben zela ze yesimich de dibur shukdei kidei she'elat shalom tamad l'rav. If there was a hefsik between the ketos, then hare nechaka ha'edus, then the edus is considered to be separated from the one from the other. Vashnayim shehuzmu ne'enashim. So the cat, the two edim and the cat that were zomimin, they can get their onesh of kasha zama. Vashnayim ha'acherim shahaya bein divreim divrei rishonim hefsik, the second latter kind of edim, that there was a break between the ending of the first edus and their beginning of their edus, ne'enashim. So this is clearly the Rambam telling you the din of Rava. Start with a simple reading of the Rava. The din of Rava as regards to the din of Yizum Mekula. Then the Rambam continues, and he says the afal pi shebatla ha'edus kula mitnei she'en kat achas ho v'nifsela miksasa nifsela kula. Here the Rambam says, concludes by saying, even though the second kat that was testifying, the achah kidei dibur, is also considered to be batal. It's negated because of the rule of nims echad karo pasal. So what does the Rambam seem to be saying? That with regard to the rule of Yizum Mekula, there, the fact that you have the second set coming achah kidei dibur separates them. So they don't hold the first cat hostage, so to speak, that you can't punish the first cat because of one cat. No, it's a separate cat, and therefore you can punish the first cat, and the second one is not part of that same unit. But nevertheless, with regard to the rule of Nipsa Karbal Pasul, there everyone is viewed as being one entity, and therefore the second cat is batal. So what does that mean? The Rambam is saying that obviously Rava's statement, Rava's requirement, did not speak to the din in Sakarvo Pasul, right? But what's interesting, though, is the Rambam is discussing what case of Nim Sakarvo Pasul. How did it become Karvo Pasul? Through Hazama. And here's where the Mashal's point is very well taken. The Mashal says, wait a second. I understand if it were to be Nim Sakarvo Pasul in some other form, that you could basically side with Tosfos. And that's what the point is, that Rava did not tell you for that halacha of Karvo Pasul that it has to be that the Haggadah was Ke'achad, because we have Re'iya Ke'achas, as Tosus explains. But that's only because Amru Emes, as Tosus said. If we can discuss a Psul of Hazama, and a Psul of Hazama means by definition Lo Amru Emes, so you can't say Hizchila Heidus from the Re'iyah, there was no Re'iyah, so then we should require, in order to view them as one kat, to mibata the entire group, is only when they were magid ka'achas. So then how could the Rambam say here that even in the case where they're made lacha kidei dibor, we still say nifsala mitzasa nifsala kula? Here the halacha should be that if it's not kidei dibor, then you should, by psul of hazama, then the others should not become bat. So in other words, l'chor, we have machlokas, what seems to be pshat, according to Tosis by us, and the Rambam. And what's in fact the Pshat and the Rambam? Moshe, now you do have a question.
Yeah, can you say that really one is building off the other, meaning that the idea that really, because they come in and they're already, I guess, part of the puzzle, by the idea that they're that therefore they can't be subject to the punishment of
Hazama. Two separate issues. In terms of not being subject to the punishment of Hazama, so that's where they say the Shtekitos. How can the Rambam have it both ways?
Because I think about it, it's just that the own issue is building off of the Batal, as in because they're Batal, because they're Edus now.
Why is there Edus Batal? That's our question. You're saying, why can... No, let's go, you go back in backwards. Why is it that you can be punishing the first group without having been mazam the second group?
Why can you
punish with kasha zamam the first group that testified first, and then the other group came lacha kedei dibur? Why can you punish the first group even though you haven't been mazam the second group? Why? Because what Rava told us is the din of Atshi Yizumu Kulan requires He'idu Kum Tochi Deidibu. That means that they're viewed here as distinct, a separate Eidus. So how can the Ram turn around and say, when it comes to Batal Kula, they're all Batal? I understand if it will be Batal Kula by virtue of being a Karov, a Pasul, then you could say what unified them as one Kat, even though the Haggadah was not together, but what unified them was the Kamin Re'iyah, which was Emes. That's what Tosis would be holding, seemingly. But here, where there was a Hazama, which means that there wasn't a Re'iyah, so there isn't any unifying Re'iyah, and Haggadah was now L'acha Kedei Dibur, so how can the Rambam say that they're viewed as one Kat, and Nifsala Miksasa Nifsala Kula? In effect, who's asking this Kasha in the Rambam? It's not me. Who's asking this Kasha? The Ravid seemingly asks this kasha. What's the Ravid's hasaga? It was the first part of his hasaga. Me Avram, en yodea mahu. He says, that's a mild language of the Ravid. En yodea mahu. Yeah. Ki me'acha shelo ba'u toch kidei dibur v'nechshivu shtei kitos linyan hazama b'lama tibata edus akad achrona, in which the right? Why would you say that the second edus of the Karachon is Bata? The Harika would say. Then he has another style of Mazesh Omer Zomesh Veshne Machim Ein Nenashim Ma'onesh Roy Lahem. The separate cut. Why would you even want to consider an onus for the second cut? So what's the answer for the Rambam? So if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, Nosi Kaven, they bring in some points, but I think we could probably sharpen it a lot more with the Tosus Ravenu Peretz. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? It says, well, they came to Beis Din together. They came in as one to Beis Din. What's the point in the Rambam? The Rambam is distinguishing, obviously, with regard to Rava's statement, between the Din of Yizumu Kulan and the din of Nimsa Karvo Pasul. And the distinction the Rambam is making is not going to differentiate between Nimsa Karvo Pasul with Hazama versus vis-a-vis Karvo Pasul. That's basically what you're going to have to say for the Rambam. Now, why is what Tosus says not so, doesn't fit so well? Because Tosus talked about the distinction being the fact that Nimsa Karvo Pasul, so Edusan Hiskam Eviyishalehem, because they were Omrim Emes. And Hazama, they were not Omrim Emes. If you go with that formulation, then the Mashal is correct. In the Chor, in the case over here, where with Ein Omrim Emes, we should once again require the Haggadah to be as one. If you look in the real parrot, it's a little bit in Tosus Sanhedrin, but not as much as clear. But just want to read you a line from Tosus Sanhedrin Daf Tes, if you still have it from when we gave it out. There's one line in the Tosus and Daf Tes that also avoids saying the formulation of Tosus by us. It's in the beginning of the Tosus Bizman. A couple of lines in. Tosus, the line begins with Kvar Bebeisdin. He says the following words, and we'll come back to parents in a second. Afal pisha sheni heid lacha kdei dibur, mikol makom edusim betela. We're talking about Nimsa Karvo Pasul when they were made lacha kdei dibur. And Rabbah says, you need toch kdei dibur. So he says, even when he's made lacha kdei dibur, betela, the shayich shapir la'akushe lahach nosa shlosha l'shnayim afilu b'zeh achazeh. When it comes to the din of Karvo Pasul, which was learned out of Shlosha L'Shnayim, that we say Mashnayim Nimsa Echad Av Shlosha, then there it's even Bezeh HaZeh, Kevan The b'shas v'iyah roim yachad umiskavnin lahaid. Since they saw together at the re'iyah, umiskavnin lahaid lekach edusim b'teila afik le'idu ze'achazeh. Afal gav de le'inyan shloshtan zomimin lo hukshu elo kishe'idu b'tochidei dibur. Even though when it comes to the other hekesh, the other drasha from the hekesh, what's the other drasha? Mashnayim af shlosha. That just like shnayim have to be mazin both, so too shlosha mazin everybody. There we're only makish when it's tochidei dibur. The hasam, here are the key words, the very big kids there. The hasam, what would Tosfos Bayah say? There lo amruemis, right? So there's no re'iyah. Tosfos and Sanhedrin, so words. The hasam, hazama mishas hadoas edim ka'asya. Those are the words of Tosfos Sanhedrin. The hasam there, where only makis when it's tochidei dibur. Why the hasam hazama mishas hadoas edim ka'asya? Those are the words. There hazama mishas hadoas edim ka'asya. What does it mean? Rabbeinu parents here. Again, the same discussion about Tosfos. What's the difference when it comes to Yizumu Kulan, then you need Tokedei Dibur. When it comes to Nimshakaro Paso, then it could even be Lacha Kedei Dibur. What's the difference? Says Rabbeinu Peretz. The Tam Yesh Ukach Nire, the Lav and Nimshakabem Karov Koi. Rava is not going on the Nimshakaro. Rather, he's going Ella and Nimshu Mikshas and Zomimin. Okay, what's the difference? Rabbeinu Peretz writes, the Tam Yesh Bedavar. Notice how different the formulation is in our Tosfos. Mishum de'ein hazama ela achar sheheidu ha'edim. Ein hazama ela achar sheheidu ha'edim. Hilkach be'inan sheheidu kulan tochidei dibur. The us have ikichad edus. So why does hazama require that they said tochidei dibur? Because ein hazama ela achar sheheidu ha'edim. However, Ladin Nimsa Echem and Karov, Mido Hukshu Shlosha Lishnai, the Siva Pishnai, Madeim Pishlosha Edim Yakim Davar, Haid Rasha, that Rasha, Shapir Shayach Shapir Piriyas Maisa. Lathikach and Ksherim Koharoim Yakim Davar, Mlavlo Yakim. What's conspicuously missing in Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos Sanhedrin that's appearing in our Tosfos? What doesn't he say? He doesn't seem to get into that. The Ein Omrim MS doesn't seem to be part of the equation here. He doesn't say, well, Hazama Ein Omrim MS, therefore it starts later. His point is that when it comes to Hazama, Ein Hazama Ela Achar Sheheidu Ha'edim. Therefore, it's a function of everyone's Haggadah as one Haggadah. Ein Hazama Ela Achar Sheheidu Ha'edim. With Nimsa Akar Apostle, so then, Haidra Shashach Shabbat Berias Maisa. The Riyas Maisa, for all we know, could be the pseudo-Riyas Maisa. Because he's not talking about Omim Emes and Omim Emes. That's not part of his equation. So what does he really mean then? So what is the distinction according to Rabbeinu Peretz and I think the Lan Tosfos Sanhedrin? It's not a problem because by Hazama it's Ein Omim Emes. That you need Haggadah Ke'echad. And you can't mitzarf through the Riyah. Something else. What's the nature of the din? Of Yizumu Kulan? What's the nature of the din of Nimsa Karvo Pasul? What does it relate to? The din of Nimsa Karvo Pasul can relate, doesn't have to relate to that which they're giving over to Beis Din. It can relate to the edus that they have within themselves that they want to give over to Beis Din. But the psul, the din is chal, not on the Haggadah, but on the edus. On the Eidus. When there's a Re'iyah, talk about a classic case of Karvo Pasul, a real card. So there was a Re'iyah. There's an Eidus there. Each person that saw it carries within their mind that which they saw. There's something that they want to tell Beis Din, but that is the Eidus already is what they have contained within them. If within that Re'iyah of all these various people, there's a Karvo Pasul, so that creates a psul in the Eidus that all of these Eidim are carrying within them. However you want to be magdir that halacha, as we discussed, whatever that means in terms of the mispashit of psul, or that you can't separate, or anything, but the chalos din is a din in the edus, not in the mesiras ha-edus, not in the hagodas edus, in the edus itself. The edus is that which they're carrying within them, that they have this knowledge that by virtue of what they want to tell Beis Din, there's edus there. That's where the din is karvo pasul yusim b'teilu, is chal on that. So therefore, we don't require Haggadah as one, because there's a din here of nimsa karvo pasul. They are all together in this edus that they all have. And then on that edus, it's chal, the psul of karvo pasul. Lo kein the halacha of hazama. Hazama means you are mazim lat. What are you mazim? The Haggadah knows the Eidus is transmitted to Beis Din by virtue of the testimony. Imanu ha-yisem means you're telling, what are you mazim? The kat ha-magidim, those who are transmitting the Eidus. The halacha of masnai nafshlosha by Hazama means you have to be mazim, not part of the kat ha-magidim, but the entirety of the kat ha-magidim. What makes them one kat of magidim? Hazama is a function of what are you mazim? You're mazim that which they were sheker ala be'achiv. That's what you're establishing. The sheker ala be'achiv. That ala be'achiv, that haggadah is what you're mazim. So you have to be mazim mashnayim avshlosha, mazim the entire kat. Kat defined by what? The kat has to be defined by the haggadah of kuan ke'achad. It's a different teretz. It's a different distinction. If that's correct, then we can understand the Rambam. We can understand that even when it comes to a hazama that's going to create the din of the karav opasul, here already you're not going to put it into the standard of the din of Yazumbul Kulan. Here you're going to fit it within the standard of nimsa karav opasul. When it comes to the halacha Yazumbul Kulan, the Rambam says the acha kedei dibor. So then you aren't mazim all of the magidim. It has to be the entire kata magidim. If you did that. So, no, the contrary, you did. You imagine the first cat, that's the unit of the cat of Magidim. So you punish them, you don't have to worry about the others. They weren't massive. Good. Says the Rama, but when it comes to Nimsa Karvo Paso, where is that chal? It's chal on the Eidus. The fact that those first Eidim were not saying the truth. Good. But that doesn't bother me. That was never part of our problem. They weren't at Omen Emes. But they had Eidus to say. Separate from the Haggadah, there was Eidus. In their Eidus, this Chal Halacha, that there's a psul. There's a psul. Psul Karo, psul psul of Hazama. That psul, that Chal on those first Eidim, passes everybody. Here, the unification doesn't have to be by virtue of Haggadah. The act of Hazama is defined by Haggadah. So you imagine that unit of kata magidim, and the other ones came acha kedei dibur, so that's it. So they're separate. They're separated by virtue of the Haggadah being separated. But there's no reason to say now when it comes to nipsa karvo pasul that because it's separated by acha kedei dibur, therefore it shouldn't disqualify. Maybe the Ravid who asked in the Rambam were thinking in line with Tosfos by us. We're thinking in terms of the fact that if they're not omen emes, there's no re'iyah. If there's no re'iyah, then then they should be defined as one kat by virtue of the Haggadah. And the Haggadah was separated, so it shouldn't taint the other ones. But if we understand the distinction, not in terms of the issue of whether omen emes, lo, it doesn't bother me with omen emes. But there's an issue of the Haggadah's edus, and there's an issue of the edus. So when it comes to nimsa karvo pasul, the psu is chal on edus, not on the Haggadah. When it comes to being mazim, you're mazim the sheker ana be'achid, the Haggadah. So the Haggadah has to be defined by saying whoever was magid achad is the kat of the Haggadah. You're mazim that, that's all you need. If they're one unified kat for Haggadah, they have to mazim the entire kat, that's magid the edus. When it comes to the psul of karvo pasul, be it a psul of kurva, be it a psul of rasha, be it a psul of hazama. There, the psul is chal in the edus, not in the Haggadah's edus. So the fact that there was no re'iyah really doesn't really matter. But there's still an edus as distinct from the Haggadah's edus. And therefore, the Rambam can tell us that. But the cool. Again, all this is, I'm building it out of the fact that the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tosfos and Hebron, they don't talk about the distinction vis-a-vis that by Nimsakar Vopasol, they omen emes, the Hischo Meri'iya. It's not about that. It's about when it comes to Nimsakar Vopasol, there, it's, it drush, it makes sense, and Rias Maisa. Rias Maisa can even be the Rias Maisa of the how it's presented to Beis Din, even if it wasn't really so. What Beis Din heard, what Beis Din is accepting is an Edus on what they say was a Rias Maisa. That's Edus. But it's not on the Haggadah, it's on the Edus itself. Whereas the halacha of the of Hazam is that which you were made to Beis Din, the Haggadah. And that's the point here, that it's only chal la'acha she'eidu ha'eidim. That's why Rava's halacha is tochidei dibur, only insofar as the din of zumul kulan, and not insofar as the din of nimsa karbo pasul. And again, even though the psul might have been a psul of hazama, but it wouldn't matter because we're not thinking about the point of amu emes, lomru emes. It's a different distinction. And again, it comes out that Rava was only talking about this halacha and of zumul kulan, not the halacha nimsa karbo pasul. Question. Yeah.
I'm just having trouble understanding the difference between the Haggadah's Edus and the Edus itself. But how is that?
The Edus is, the Edus means, I'm sure you're not alone in that question. The Edus means what each aid is holding on to in their mind. In other words, it's separate from the that what they're transmitting to Beis Din. It's the Edus that they have. I don't know if I can say any better than that. You know, it's what they're holding on to. When you witness something, if there is a re'iyah, then there's an edus. But even if there was no re'iyah, but there's an edus that you about a re'iyah, it doesn't matter that there wasn't a re'iyah. But that's the that which in your mind you saw it. That's also, but. That's an edus that we can have the halakha nimsa karbo pasul, and it disqualifies all the rest of the edus. But hazama is disqualifying the haggadah to Beis Din. So that's where that Rabbi's halakha of toch de dibur is relevant. Yeah, Ellie.
So what's putting them together is just a pseudo media.
Don't get me wrong. Clearly, Tosa svara of MS could throw us off. You know, if I buy into that svara, then it's still hard to imagine that Hazama could be disqualified. But the fact that I didn't say it means it didn't bother them. In other words, the fact that there was no re'iyah really doesn't mean that I still can't connect them. I can connect them because there is a presenting to Beis Din of having seen it. But it's not the Haggadah to Beis Din. It's the sur, it's the Edus that is, that their mindset is to tell Beis Din that. It gets out when they're not, but the din is not on the Haggadah. So therefore, you don't have to create the unification through the Haggadah ke'echad. As long as it's specifically on Hazam, it's what Hazama makes Hazama different is that you're mazin the kat hamagedes. And when it's nifzakar pasul, it's not about Haggadah. And therefore, even though there is no real re'iyah, it doesn't matter. But there is me'mele, there's halacha, the Ebus because but.
What makes them one
kat? Because the edus of one became batel. What makes them one kat? So that's where I'll throw the Kesef Mishnah into the mix. It could be it'll help us. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? No, what makes them one kat? Good. What makes them one kat? Says the Kesef Mishnah. You saw it? They came to Beis Din together. Let's add that. It helps. Okay. What makes them one kat? They walked into the door together. It's not what they told Beis Din. And if they spoke Acha Kedei Dibor, but they're all coming to Beis Din as one. And again, true, one cut is lying, and they never saw it, but they're coming to Beis Din to be made. They walked into the door as one. That it's only Hazama per se that requires you imagine the entire cut that spoke as one. Here, it's not about speaking as one. It's enough to say they came in as one. They came in as one. Good. That's Nimsa Karbon Pasul. Okay, you'll see more. The Radaz wants to say there's no machokis around in the Rai, but that's a little bit far-fetched. Kamira, the Maisa, the Kesef Mishnah says they went in as one. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we can do the Gemara. Right.